This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dry and warm, high in the good sense, meaning away from the water if the water is pouring down on you. It's been a nightmare for way too many of us in the south and central part of the United States. Floods, 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 and more floods. People who live by creeks, especially rivers, just inundated. Lake Charles, boy, I feel you. They're talking about a 100-year event. I mentioned it in the last hour, but over 30 million people are threatened by flooding this week in the south and in the central parts of the U.S. They have a flash flood emergency that's been issued by the Weather Service for the southeast Baton Rouge, Louisiana area, and cities impacted by severe weather are Dallas, San Antonio, and other parts of Oklahoma and Arkansas, too. Just rounds and rounds of rain. And the thing is, as many of you know that have been through this, it's when it comes down in sheets, the old expression, cats and dogs, when it comes down so fast and furiously like that, it adds up, and then the flash floods start, right, where you get 3 inches, 4 inches, 5 inches, 6 inches, whatever it might be. In western Louisiana, listen, they saw 12 to 15 inches of rain in a 12-hour period. I can tell you, from my perspective, not thinking about it, not having to deal with it, and not thinking, oh, it's going to come down this quickly, I got a... couldn't get sandbags. It was too really kind of too late for that. But got this thing that you inflate, and it's like a sandbag, and you put water in it, and you wrap that around areas to keep the water from coming into a garage or side doors or, you know, whatever. And thank goodness, because water was all over the place. And I was actually lucky compared to other people in my neighborhood, but nothing like Lake Charles. The mayor there, Nick Hunter, said the city didn't have an exact number of flooded homes, but it would probably be in the hundreds. Hundreds. Yeah. Rain totals, worst probably, or at least meet the threshold for a 100-year event. The governor of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, said that Homeland Security for the state was in contact with local leaders about what do they need during this time because of the flash floods and potentially life-threatening. So, boy, you look at Lake Charles, and they have been hit so much. I mean, it's the third wettest May in history for that area. And Louisiana, too. I mean, look back on some of these other storms that we've had. And boy, oh boy, I mean, just rain, 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 rain. And the pictures, I mean, just the pictures of cars flooded. Where you know that somebody is trying to get somewhere and they're not, or they're stuck in it. Somehow they're stuck in it. And then the stuff that seeps into the houses where it's coming from the roof. Sometimes we're seeing people are finding they're having leaks now and, you know, whatever else it might be. Isn't it odd? You know, some areas are desperate to get water, which is always this way, right? Where it's dry, which we saw in Los Angeles, the fire that was started and then, of course, was easily spread because of the tinder, how dry it was in just outside of L.A. But then you have all this water, and you think at first, boy, when you really need the water and you don't want a drought, and then you look at the other side of that, and the other side of that is flash floods. You know, people not prepared, not thinking, and I was one of them, so I know. So I'm scrambling to try to keep water out. It is not about keeping it out, but it's about getting it in to gas stations and into cars. And you know what I'm talking about, gas. Colonial Pipeline has been hit by yet another problem. It's a computer glitch, but the company says it's not related to the recent cyber attack. There are so many dry gas stations that are still dry. Now, they're starting to get a lot of the gasoline delivered to some of those places that were hit hard, but it's certainly not all there. And we've talked about this ransomware attack that happened May 7th that infected the information system but not the operating system. To avoid losing control of the pipeline, they had to shut down their operations. That's what they had to do. I mean, you know, what else could they do? The news of that shutdown set off that wild run on gas throughout the Southeast. And so you had these stations in so many states that were just dry. Further north you went, less affected by it because there was, you know, reserves on hand there. The price of gas nationally rose to the highest level, did you notice it, since 2014, but not as high as a lot of analysts were talking about. It takes days and days to get the whole system back to normal. So, yes, the company paid $5 million in ransom to regain control of its computers from this group calling themselves the Dark Side that appears as though it was based in Russia. But I guess, you know, the good news is that gasoline is coming back. The bad news is those lines were incredible, and it's been a slow way back. I mean, a slow roll to try to get all those stations and all those different states the gasoline that they so desperately need. So you may be feeling that frustration. All right, speaking of frustration, it's an odd time. So we're coming out, thank goodness, of COVID. The cases are low, low, low. There are several states that have reported like one death in a week or a couple of days, which is great news. More people are getting vaccinated or not getting vaccinated, but it feels like that collectively we all feel a little bit safer, I guess, is the word to say, or like we're coming out of this. And now you look at some of the other problems that have happened, small business, really small businesses, and the fact that a lot of them can't get the PPP that they need, the Paycheck Protection Program that was put in place to help small businesses. And there's a big push to say that Congress should refine and extend the program to continue to assist, you know, flows to businesses that have been left out. You know, cap the loans at 50 grand. So not the big borrowers. Limit borrowers to companies with fewer than 10 employees, and then, you know, kind of replenish the fund with $75 billion and extend it for another 6 months or so. And there's a lot of push for that to happen. But notice what I said. I mean, you're talking about small, 50,000, cap it at 50,000. And what's happening is it's also been tough for companies, a lot of companies, to find people to come back to work. So because of that, you have incentives that are also being offered in some states. I said this also in a previous hour. I've never seen so many help wanted signs. I mean, everywhere, all kinds of jobs, because these businesses need people to come back, and a lot of people have moved on to other things. So it's like, I don't know if it's an all-time high, but it certainly feels like it, and in a lot of different sectors that there is definitely work available. And I guess that's the yin and yang of what the pandemic did to us. Scandal, scandal, scandal next.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
They just cannot leave him alone. So Bill and Melinda Gates split up after 27 years. But now the story that keeps coming up is his office politics or lack of policy and politics. And instead it's the other word, pursuing. Apparently, allegedly, Bill Gates pursued several women in his office during his marriage to Melinda. Now, do we care about this? No. Did I say before that everyone's obsessed with, like, Bennifer, so Jennifer Lopez, and whether she's getting back together with Ben Affleck? And now here you have a couple, wealthiest couple, one of the wealthiest couples in the world, boom, severing after 27 years. But what is interesting is just the New York Times detailed a couple of instances in a report on Sunday saying that current and former employees told the paper that two incidents created an uncomfortable workplace environment. So in one incident or instance, He emailed a female employee asking her out to dinner and then said, if this makes you uncomfortable, pretend it never happened. He wrote that in an email. And the woman was uncomfortable and pretended he never asked her out. Then a couple of years later, he reportedly asked out another woman who worked for him for the philanthropic foundation. She said she felt uncomfortable and laughed to avoid, you know, responding to it. But the thing that is, to me, the most curious, I mean, look, Microsoft board members decided that he should step down from the board in 2020 as they supposedly pursued an investigation. But regardless, he was going to come off that board. But the thing that is interesting is because we just don't know enough about Jeffrey Epstein, right? And it's not clear how much Melinda Gates knew about what happened at the office. Of course it's not. And then the thing that supposedly really helped rock that marriage was her husband's ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Could there be a lower person than Jeffrey Epstein? I mean, but he seduced everybody. And you look at the pictures of him, it's just a wall of fame. And I guess she had said to him that she was uncomfortable with Epstein after they met him in 2013. And, you know, then apparently details of whatever it happened with Bill Gates, these other things, she didn't know about some of them. So then it was divorce lawyers and the whole thing was set in motion. And then it was finally announced. Divorce is never easy. But when you're in that position, and that's how it is, though, I don't feel sorry for anybody who's in the public eye, whether it's the movie stars or whether it's someone who's super, super, super wealthy from corporate America and a company that they had that has allowed them to live whatever lifestyle they're living. You know, you could say, who cares, and none of our business and all of that. The Jeffrey Epstein thing, to me, is what I would be more curious about. And there's no, you know, there's not any details like there was with, you know, with the prince, but Prince Andrew. But, and of course, all that was denied. But there is that tie somehow. And so what does that mean, right? Jeffrey Epstein, for my money, he should have, I mean, whether he was murdered in prison or took his life or whatever happened, he's one guy that should have been on trial, and his accusers, who he did massive damage to, all those young girls, should have been able to face him in court, and they got robbed of that because he died. Because he died, whether he took his own life or something else happened. But there still is Ghislaine Maxwell, who I think is going to answer the call big time, who's denying so much but is in prison and is going to stay in prison. And when she gets into court, we'll see what that looks like for her, because I think it's tough to deny some of what she's denying. And if they have the evidence and can nail her, there you go. At least one of them comes down, because she reportedly did some heinous things. And with all these famous people and these parties and things that were thrown, she was always, for the most part, involved in that. But, yeah, I mean, Bill Gates, like I said, he moves on. The leadership responsibilities, that was going to change, and it did. But the curiosity to me is the other part of what possibly, you know, just any of those ties to Epstein, to me. And now, of course, everybody that's been involved with him and was involved with him in any way whatsoever, they're trying to distance themselves from that. And it doesn't mean that just because they went to a party or parties that he threw that they were involved in anything else he was doing. But it doesn't look good for anyone's image when they're found in photos, et cetera, with Epstein. All right, moving on to a couple of other things. It's, you know, it's like we need some positive news, right? We need some positive news. How about this? How about Anthony Fauci admitting that Rand Paul was right about him? So Dr. Fauci and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have been making up the rules kind of as they're going along, because, you know, they're constantly in front of microphones or ask the questions, when. And we just saw the herky-jerkiness of what happened in the last 2 weeks. And what he said is, I didn't want to look like I was giving mixed signals when he was asked why he was still wearing masks in public settings, even though he was fully vaccinated. But being fully vaccinated person, being a fully vaccinated person, the chances of my getting infected in an indoor setting is extremely low. So Fauci's desire to wait for the CDC's new guidance and roll it out the right time, you could say would be understandable if he hadn't spent the last year lecturing everyone about following the science. So it's so interesting that, you know, Senator Rand Paul said it. He said this has been all theater, that there was no scientific need to wear the mask after being fully vaccinated, that it was just for show. And hence, here we go, right? And, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. But you look at the COVID-19 guidance for vaccinated Americans, and that, did they wait too long to change that guidance? I think most people would say they agree they waited too long. Again, because of what people are trying to figure out. You say one thing, something else happens, and then look at India. I mean, India is setting terrible records, grim records in daily deaths in India, breaking the world record, in fact. They've recorded 4,529 COVID-19 deaths over the past 24 hours, the highest daily toll of any country since the pandemic started, according to numbers from the country's health ministry and Johns Hopkins University. So they're in the grip of a massive wave of cases, and they absolutely have overwhelmed the hospitals, and it's been fatal. Fatal, what has happened there because of the shortages that they're facing, right? It's just exponential. And then the amount of people. So, you know, we knew that going in, the more we looked at it, pretty scary stuff, right? You just do the math and you realize, yeah, this is not going to end well for a lot of these people. There's no way. It's simple mathematics in that case. I mean, when you're just talking about numbers, right? You look at the numbers. Hey, coming up, a couple of great guests, including Tom James and also Sylvester Caraway. And Tom is going to blow your mind with some of what he talks about in his book. I don't want to spoil it, so I'm not going to spoil it for you. But he really made me think in our conversation, and I think he's going to make you think, too, about the way you look at some things. I'll just say, Einstein. See you on the flip side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New York's Attorney General has informed the Trump Organization that its investigation into the company is now a criminal probe. In a statement Tuesday night, a spokesman for AG Letitia James said the investigation was being conducted in conjunction with Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance's office. His office has been looking into allegations against the company of insurance and tax fraud. A homeless man has been identified as the suspected arsonist in the Palisades wildfire burning in the Santa Monica Mountains near Los Angeles. Ramon Santos Rodriguez is accused of starting the fire, allegedly setting the fire last Friday. The L.A. County Fire Department says the blaze is 32% contained and have lifted evacuation warnings in the area. And government entities in Texas won't be able to enforce any mask mandate. Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order Tuesday stopping local mask requirements and laying out fines for officials that try to enforce them. The governor said that Texans should decide whether to wear a mask, not their government. This is USA Radio News. As the violence between Israel and Hamas has stretched into a second week, there seems to be no end in sight, with both sides expressing their sticking points to peace. Lance Pry reports.
The Israeli military hit Gaza with airstrikes on Monday, saying it was targeting the homes and infrastructure of Hamas. About 3,200 rockets have been fired from Gaza civilian areas at Israeli civilian areas since last Monday, though the Israeli military said many either had fallen short or been intercepted by the Iron Dome aerial defense system. Egypt and Qatar's efforts to broker a truce have stalled over two main points: Israel's insistence that Hamas must initiate the ceasefire, and then Hamas' insistence that any ceasefire must include the ending of Israel's provocations at a mosque in Jerusalem and a resolution of the Sheikh Jarrah eviction threat. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Called God Does Not Play Dice. Hey, Tom, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Let's talk about the book. Kind of give us an overview of what the book's about.
Well, the book, as far as I know, is the first ever unified field theory in physics. Tells how everything works, nothing left out, top to bottom.
Wow.
It's like a holographic view of the universe. It's like everything in the large scale and everything on the small scale has actually reflected both.
Wow. So the title is very provocative. Good. And I recognized it, but I think some people won't recognize it. Tell us what the title comes from.
Well, it comes from something Einstein said. He said, God does not play dice with the universe. The belief, it's not like a religious view or anything like that. What it is that he believed that the universe had an explanation, was like ordered, and there were cause-effect scientific rules and laws that govern our universe. And I agree.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. One of the things that you said to me, you sent me something that I just devoured, where you talked about there was proof that Einstein was incorrect, though, about gravity.
Yes, absolutely. Ironically, it's Einstein, you know, by his own, one of his own things that gave me the key to that, is that because he had he had a thought experiment. If you can imagine in space, if you have a man standing on a rock, and the rock is accelerated upward, that there's no difference between the man standing on the rock and a man standing on Earth. So that there's a relationship between acceleration and gravity. But one of the things that was missed, right, by, I mean, he went off into some place saying that space is bent by the mass and energy of things, and that no force was involved. And yet, here he has this one example, which is simply a cause-effect example. Like, you add a force to a rock, it pushes upward, and the man is pushed downward. That has the effect of gravity. But one thing I'm certain, right, is that something was missed by all physicists, and that is can easily be proved. Because if you ask a physicist, you know, can you build a perpetual motion machine? Is that possible? Almost universally, they'll say, no, you can't. And I actually can prove that you can. Because one of the things, you know, that I have shown, not in the book, but at least I can prove on paper, like, and that it is possible to build such a machine, because non-motion in the universe is an illusion. Everything's moving. Earth is an example of a perpetual motion machine. All that it means, when people take that view, and really it is an agreed upon view with pretty much every scientist, is that they don't know how to build something from nature into reality. That's all that it means.
Mm.
And they don't know that non-motion is illusion.
Yeah.
But in my book, the main thing in my book is I have a blueprint for gravity. What that, and what that is, it's not like a theoretical blueprint. It's like an engineering diagram, like a water wheel. You know, like if you have a, see a blueprint for a water wheel, there's no question about the forces, how it works, and everything. Even though you have a still photo, you still understand that this is a cause-effect, how that works. And in my diagram about gravity, it's all cause-effect. That's it's what it is purely. And I have an open challenge to any physicist who looks at my diagram to defy that that is not gravity. That is what gravity is, and that's it, and nothing else. There are also problems with Einstein's, you know, he's made some mistakes about the expanding universe at times. He changed that once he, you know, have found, you know, was aware of the proofs and things like that. But he did, I'm certain, I'm 1,000,000% certain he made a mistake about gravity. Gravity is a force. It has a force, and it's called acceleration.
Yeah, so interesting. And the book is called God Does Not Play Dice. Tom James, you can get all of what we're talking about, some of this conversation, of course, in the book. And one of the big things that you talk about, it's, you know, we go to the title again, is new evidence for the existence of God. What did you find out? You did 8,000 hours poured into this book, right?
Yeah, that was like every day for like 5 years.
Wow.
Like, working on it, sometimes not, you know, on paper, but thought experiments. And evidence for existence. Well, see, there's two basic camps in terms of belief in God or not. There's like a religious view where there's something called fine-tuning. Now, fine-tuning is there are all these constants in the universe that if you change them even a little bit, there's no life on Earth. There just can't be. Like if you change the size of how, you know, how fast the universe is expanding, you know, if you don't have certain elements, like if you don't have radioactive elements, if you don't have, you know, the size of atoms being larger or things like that. I mean, there's all sorts of them, but there's like over 100 different constants. If you change them, there's no life. And that's why there's a belief on the religious side that, hey, you know, if you have all these constants, that it's like fine-tuned. It's like a formula, a recipe for life. And since you have this many of them, it indicates a design, and a design indicates a designer. So there's that belief. And then there's the other side of things. Is, well, hang on. Life isn't everywhere. You know, life is on Earth, but, you know, life's not on Mars. Life's not on other places and things like that. It's a rare occurrence. Maybe it's only a random thing. And the beginning of the universe was very small. So you bring in the uncertainty principle, right? That, you know, without matter being there, without, with nothing being there, the things arising out of nothing and something very small, that maybe just this universe is a random event and we won the galactic lottery. Now, I didn't prove that God exists. What I did prove, or at least show, is that the idea that it was a random event from the beginning is very weak. And how that is that at the beginning of the universe, you either had matter or you didn't, right?
Yeah.
The problem with not having nothing in the beginning, right, is that there's no cause-effect to it. It's like, how did our universe begin? Why did it start so small? Why did it start expanding so fast? Why was there a tremendous amount of heat? There's no explanation for all those terms, and they have to keep coming up, making up stuff like dark matter, dark energy. But here's the thing that I discovered. The moment you place matter in the very beginning of the universe, 13.8 billion years ago, the moment you place matter there, all those anomalies, they all disappear completely. It's kind of like Occam's razor, right? It's like the simplest explanation is likely to be true. And instead of having to make all these explanations, and there, I found lots and lots of evidence, which are in the book, that point to that matter was present. Like we've already seen other events in the universe, smaller, but reflect what happened 13.8 billion years ago. Like we have novas and supernovas, and they're similar in nature to the beginning. It's just that they're smaller, but they did contain an enormous amount of energy. There were explosive events. You know, they drove matter out in all directions. As long as you take that into account, then everything begins to make sense. And I found that everything made sense, especially when non-motion is an illusion in the universe. As you start looking at the motion in the universe, it starts to point to certain things that are not just local, like not just on Earth. It's like everywhere. It's like in the grand design.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does make sense. I was sitting here listening to that, and I was thinking that, you know, the simplest explanation, absolutely. We have just like a minute left, but what do you hope people take away from reading your book, which you can get on Amazon, God Does Not Play Dice? What do you hope, Tom?
Well, you know, I didn't expect to find evidence for the existence of God by disproving some other things, but one of the things is some hope for humanity for our future, which I think people need right now, and that's in the book as well, as well as a mathematical equivalence between, you know, electromagnetism and gravity, which as far as I know, no one else has. But it's just to show that we can do things in science if we get beyond illusions. And it's illusions in science that are stopping us now, like with the pandemic. When things aren't working, well, you're not seeing something. You're blind to something. And there's a big opportunity here for a new renaissance. And once you begin to look at what's in my book, you'll become present to that, that many possibilities are available in science. And I have many inventions related to these things that basically can turn space into real estate. If we had some of the inventions that I have that you can get from reading the book, we'd already have Disneyland on the moon. Really? I mean, we were in space in 1969.
Right. Yep.
We were on the moon there.
Yeah. I love it. I love your enthusiasm. Absolutely. So, again, the book is on Amazon. God Does Not Play Dice. Tom, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is Dr. Sylvester Caraway Jr. He's written a book called From Slavery to Fighting for Recognition, Slavery. Dr. Caraway, thanks for coming on the show. This issue is something that we're talking about a lot lately, and your book is so timely. So tell us about the book.
Okay, well, I'll start in the continent of Africa before the slave trade and beyond. My research found that many of the Africans were like the trade prisoners of war, criminals, and poor members of the society. And I saw from that period like that where let's take a look at who went to trade to the United States, or I say the 13 colonies, and who was the place else after the slave trade. Mainly it's by our black soldiers and stuff who had to prove themselves because of not being recognized.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, I look at your story. So if we go back and we talk about your story, that you were in the Air Force, and that part of the reason for writing the book is you felt like you didn't accomplish what you originally set out to do in the Air Force. So talk about that and what you meant by that.
Okay, well, when I first got in, I was given, like, mediocre jobs, and I always had to prove myself in every position I had. Once I got the position, I was getting commendation medals and decorations for creating something good, and that went up through my whole entire career, you know? And so I was like, I look back on history, I said, could this have happened to anybody else as a black different things that were kind of bad for the black soldiers. They had to prove themselves as well, too, even though they fought, heroically through all the battles they've been in.
Yeah, and now when you look at what's happening and some of the course corrections that people are trying to make and to recognize contributions and all of that, when you were looking at that and you were looking at research, what was the worst of all the conflicts? I mean, you think of some of the ugly things that happened in wars and military, et cetera, and, I mean, not, around the world.
Yes, go back to the Civil War, the 54th Massachusetts, the second black infantry, they were exceptional in Fort Wagner, but a lot of them got massacred there. But General Grant saw what they had done, and at that point, he brought the 54th up to the front lines. If you look at also World War One, black soldiers were only one to break the German lines, they never lost a battle. But that went on through our history.
Yeah, and when people read your book, what do you hope they take away from the book?
Well, it's meant for all colors, you understand, because slavery is still going on around the world, so they can read that and see what happened in our past, and they can see how this one culture alone, because like the Africans, got treated along the way. There was a Dr. DeWitt, or Carol DeWitt, she came up with a theory of mindset, and she came up with the growth and the clothes. Mindsets, and I took that theory and applied it to my books when I write them. Because what was the mindset of these people? Were they closed-minded, or were they open to pursue a different direction?
So, when people are closed-minded, what do you do to try to open their mind? What can we do to open their mind?
A lot. It's hard sometimes for people kind of stuck in their way of thinking. So, the best thing to do is just have more openness and more discussion about what went on in our past, and try to tell them, but be more educated, open your mind to discover things that you heard before.
Yeah, and you start off, as you said, in Chapter 1, the history of slavery on the continent of Africa, and a different perspective, and what happened there, and what really a lot that wasn't talked about. You go way deep on that, going back to 6800 B.C. and beyond that, and talking about the very beginning slavery, which was a normal practice in England, and then what happened in the United States. So after you finished this book, I can imagine, because you did a lot of research for this, was there kind of a sense of accomplishment or pride, or how did you feel finishing the book?
Well, I felt accomplished with pride because it took me about 6 months to do the whole thing. I've written like the master's and doctor's thesis before, so I knew the direction I wanted to go in. And so I said, okay, let me set this up. I would do my table of contents first, and then I'd go do research and fill the blank spaces. And it came to me just like that. Right now it's on Amazon and another website called Writers Republic for sale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so people can get the book on Amazon, right?
Yeah, Amazon, also another website called Writers Republic.
Uh-huh. So tell us about Writers Republic.
They put your book on their website, and they send it to internationally on all the online bookstores.
Wow. All right, so that's great. So, again, spreading the word. The name of the book is From Slavery to Fighting for Recognition. Slavery is what we're talking about here in Attitudes and where we are. Dr. Sylvester Caraway, Jr., thanks for joining us.
No problem, Kate. Talk to you later.
Thanks. It's interesting. One of the things that Dr. Caraway did is lay out timelines. And there were timelines I had seen, but hadn't seen really since history class, to be honest, right? You start to look at the conflicts. So he goes down all of the wars, which is what he talks about, starting with, goes back to the American Revolution, and he talks about the Mexican War. He talks about the War of 1812, Indian Wars. You start to see all this, you think, oh, wow. I mean, looking at all the way it's listed, Philippine and American War, forget about that one, 1899-1902, that one went. Of course, the World War One and World War Two, and the Korean conflict, Vietnam, and then I know one of the really powerful things in his book is black soldier heroes. You know, soldiers that you didn't know about. What did they do? What's a little bit more to the story that we hadn't perhaps heard in the past, and what was it like for them, and he quotes studies too. So he really fleshed it out in saying, when he goes through the history of, you know, slavery, of looking at slavery and looking at, even in 1641, Massachusetts became the first British colony that legalized slavery. I didn't even realize that. There was a Berkeley University study done that he quotes of the African slave trade, that they've got an online timeline of the history of slavery. And the study on the history of slavery, what they talk about and what they contend, and contrary to popular belief, he says this in his book, slavery existed for most of human history, and that there were early examples of slavery that you can see in the Bible, that you can see in ancient Greek and Roman history thousands of years before, where we start to talk about the transatlantic slave trade and before that began, and that slavery existed in all kinds of different forms, whether we're talking about people who were conquered, which I, of course, saw when I was in Ireland, indentured servants, serfs, etc. And then slavery, which was such an integral part of the African social structures before the Atlantic slave trade. And what were the reasons for enslavement? Which some, it was war, so they were prisoners of war. Some, it was complete profiteering, so personal profits. Some, it was, you know, the judicial processes. Some, it was religious reasons. And slavery in Africa was not less humane, more humane, you know, in what he discovered, but differed because slaves were incorporated into the social structures of the households. So that Berkeley University study that he talks about, that's what they talk about. They talk about what an indentured servant meant. What was the definition of that, and what did that mean, and what did slavery then come to mean to colonists? And where you go from there, and the definitions of all of that. It's interesting to look at the wars and then to go back in history and see how those timelines are laid out. So he really does take you from slavery to fighting for recognition. He really, you know, recognition, slavery again in the end, being the operative word here, and so incredibly thorough and very, very interesting read. Thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.